Blackstone Audio presents Harbor Hill, Portrait of a House by Richard Guy Wilson. To Abby. Forward. Since the publication of Long Island Country Houses and Their Architects, 1860 to 1940, a decade ago, also by W. W. Norton on the Society's behalf, we have often been asked, what were the greatest country houses that are no longer extant? Heading the list are always Laurelton Hall, Lewis Comfort Tiffany's treasure house in Oyster Bay that burned in 1957, and Harbor Hill, Catherine and Clarence Mackey's McKim, Mead & White masterpiece in Rosslyn, which was raised for a housing development in 1947. Although the two rose at close to the same time, they could not have been more different. Laurelton Hall was cloaked in the mysticism of the genius who created it, while Harbor Hill, the castle on the hill of the American dream, was, as Stanford White had promised his clients, an estate that, with the exception of Biltmore, was without equal, an American ultimate. Now Laurelton Hall has been revisited in a long-anticipated exhibition at the Metropolitan Museum, 2006, and the Society has been pleased to facilitate this critical examination of Harbor Hill, ably undertaken by Richard Guy Wilson, Commonwealth Professor of Architectural History at the University of Virginia, advisor and commentator for the A&E program, America's Castles, and writer on many aspects of American and modern architecture and art. This project would not have been possible without the support of the Jerry Charitable Trust, whose founders, Roger and Peggy Jerry, were the late 20th century restorers of historic Rosslyn, and its chairman, Hyler C. Held, who can recall walking through the abandoned and vandalized Harbor Hill shortly before its destruction. Nancy Green.